Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. My name is Pam Bright. I'm your hostess for today. And I am so happy to be joined by my mentor and friend, Brian Rawls. He is going to be sharing with you his experience of light language or language of light. They're intertwined as a name. Some people call it angelic song. Others call it galactic language. Whatever you call it is, this is this show for that purpose. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Brian and my experience of how we met. And then he and I are going to do an activation and a grounding for you so that you can really be centered in this now moment. So Brian was on a radio show similar to this, and I listened in. It might have even been Alara Canfield, where you recently were with, because I had been following her for a while. But I heard him on the radio, and I was so excited because it was another language of light practitioner. And I had just recently been introduced to light language a few years before that. And that night, after his conversation with this talk show host, I had a dream about him. And I was like, I woke up in the morning and realized that I had had a dream about him. And I went, you know what? I think he was working on me all night. That was really exciting for me because I'd never had that kind of experience before. And I immediately knew that I had to get a hold of him and really have a conversation and set up a session. And so I immediately did that. And our first conversation, I heard myself tell Brian that I wanted to work with him. And I had no idea what that meant. And I really didn't know what it looked like. And it was interesting because he didn't really either, but he was open to whatever spirit wanted to happen, which is really my message for all of my programs is get connected to spirit, whatever that looks like for you, and you will be guided in every moment. So with that guidance, we started talking, and what got birthed from that conversation was my apprenticing with him. And this was the very first, the first time that Brian had ever done that. And it was definitely the first time I had ever apprenticed with anyone. So it began this very long journey, a wonderful journey of learning from Brian everything that he had been given in his lifetime and many lifetimes before that for his gifts of spirituality in this lifetime. So, Brian, are you ready to do an activation with me so that we can get folks grounded into this amazing conversation with us today?
Of course, I am okay. Always ready.
Wonderful. So I will start and then it will flow naturally. And everyone who is listening, just go ahead and really take this time to disconnect from all of the stuff from the world that you've been involved with, whether it's work or pressure or conversations with loved ones or family or anything other than this now moment. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes safely and just go within And I'm going to do a little prayer, and then I'm going to open up to some light language, and I'll invite Brian in to also assist with that. And we'll just both get you into this moment of male and female energies combine to experience all of who you are. So, creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, I thank you for my life. I thank you for Brian's life. I thank you for this amazing opportunity to ground in the next level of spirituality and privilege and honor of being human on this planet. And we ask now that all of our guides, teachers, and angels come forward to assist in this wonderful experience and adventure of being spirit in form. And we ask that all of them surround us with their angelic guidance. And the light beings come forward now to assist in whatever information and coding is ready to be brought forth. Ela taraki anaki sanaye. Ana se nana wa ia babe ua. Ke utu e nana ina ina ina. Esa Brian ayayaya.
Doto kreatu kumanonos, zeto rosho te kemono kore ete katatara ete kisitara maare ete kiash. Vero brano ore ete kaparahara ete kiashare ete repetias. Idora ete apastato ku ure anno okokota ara ata kiashta. Vedore em okuda amo ore eke ahayete esi. Vindur menua, baduku ujekia, pata ara ete kisia, dedabede eduku udiki hetereba et kotak shatur. Reine kuata pur et asit, dedabata ara eshat kimene.
No, yes, te ikitina beki ibu. Sante kina yakarei anaweena. And so it is. So, Brian, tell me a little bit about you and your history. Where did you come from? How much long have you been doing this work? All of that good stuff.
My family comes from basically all around, but mainly our energies are Romanian, English, Dutch, and Cherokee. And these energies have privileged me to basically search my energies back to the 1400s and come to find out my family has had many women that were healers and spirit workers and magical practitioners and studiers of nature, natural religion or nature religions, even nature spirituality. My grandmother, her name was Georgia. She took care of me a lot and taught me her ways of the trade, which is traditional witchcraft, as well as also, hoodoo and hoodoo is just basically Southern Baptist Bible magic. And basically with that, it had, melded me to also, look to my aunt for answers and whatnot. Also, questioned my mother a lot with history about the family and whatnot. And she told me, my mother told me about her dreams and whatnot and, her prophetic dreams. And my aunt taught me a lot about crystals and how crystals were of the earth and helped with opening up to our spiritual awakening. And then about, I would say every morning for probably about a good 6 months, I would have to sit at the breakfast table, and basically my grandmother would hold up a tarot card, and I had to tell her what that tarot card meant before I could get up and go to school. And if I did not tell her right, or if I did not tell her correctly, she would not let me get up and eventually would take me to school herself and tell the teacher why I was late. So basically that went on for about a good 6 months, and then went to herbal magic and herbs, learning about them and all of her tricks of the trade. And then I sat on her lap when I was a child and watched her do reading, which basically made me want to do reading. So I got my first deck of tarot cards, I think, when I was about, I would say, 9 or 10. And basically after that, what happened was she allowed me to have some of her clients, and then she started getting sick. And as she got sick, that's when I took over her clients and also took over taking care of her and whatnot. And then I basically was subject to doing this as a part-time job along with nursing. And then after nursing, what happened was basically I took the call for spirit to for me to do this full time, and I've been doing this full time for now about since 2012 full time, but I've been doing this since I was about 16, so about 22 years.
Woohoo! So, that's great. So we're about to take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, I'm going to ask you my signature question, which I ask everyone. You can think about this on the break, which is, what does it mean to you to be a spiritual being having a human experience? And we definitely want to hear that from you, as well as we're going to take some calls and hear some from some folks in the chat, hopefully. The number to call in, if you're interested, is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll have that up on the screen. And everyone who calls in, please give us an email so that we can send you the free gift that Brian has for you. And we then can follow up after the show as well to, you know, answer any questions that you have, offer you any extra services, that type of thing. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Brian.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Betty.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension. Our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, and I have my special guest Brian Rawls. Brian Rawls, with me.
Yes.
And so, Brian, I asked you a question before our break, which is, what does it mean for you to be a spiritual being having a human experience?
Well, being a spiritual being, having a human experience, is very enlightening and awakening at the same time, because the energy is so intense being in a physical body that I like to pop out every now and then and go wander, because we are allowed to do that because we have that cord that keeps us attached to our body so we do not lose it. So it's interesting how we can basically be who we want to be on the inside and allow for that to radiate out.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. So it's like awakening to the spirit within.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me, Brian, what your understanding of the, what I call the divine reset. What would you say is going on with that? And when do you think it actually started for us?
Okay, so the divine reset started actually when Sahara came in. So we have Akash, Sahara, Nasira, Nasira, Polaris, and then Shayata, and then Anavia coming in on December 21st of 2021. These are going to be eventually 12 divine divas that are governing the divine feminine principle around planet Earth, which these particular beings are basically books, or for lack of a better understanding, there are frequencies of energy that allow us to awaken and awaken appropriately for that particular time period, because each time period has a specific frequency that goes with it. Like the past six months was a big emotional reset. Okay. So this upcoming 6 months to December 21st of 2021 is actually a spiritual awakening. Okay. So this basically awakens those folks that are not awakened already. All right. And then also allows for those energies to be more more fluid or have more fluidity to them. So basically that's a little bit about the Divine Reset, and it actually started right around 2016.
Okay, great. So we do have somebody that is on the line, and I'm sure that he would love to hear a message from you to him. His name is Bobby, I understand. Is that correct?
Yep, this is Bobby out of Florida. Here we go, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
Hey, it's Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, sweetheart.
I'm doing great. Hey, Pam. I love this light language stuff. It is so awesome and it is so cool.
Wonderful. So what's your question, Bobby?
My question is, I was hoping to get a light language blessing. We've got, hopefully it won't be too bad, but we have a tropical storm that's going to be coming by us tomorrow night, and I'm just wanting a little light language blessing of peace and also just to be more grounded in my light language. I've had Pam activated in me, in the light language in me on May 11th, and so this Sunday will be 2 months since I've had it.
Oh, so I
just want to get more into that as well.
Okay. Well, first off, I want to tell you a little bit about the storm that's coming so you can have some protection. To cut the winds, what you can do is you can go outside with a knife. You can use a butter knife. You can use a real knife. And I want you to throw it in the four directions, and that will cut the winds and cut the speeds of the wind. All right, and that will show protection around you. So I don't know exactly how Pam wants to do this light language blessing, but I think we might tag team it.
That'd be great. Yeah, good.
So how would you like to start, Pam? Would you like me to start first or you?
So I think that you have already set it up. So Bobby deals with hurricanes as well as big storms. So that energy is something, if Bobby could, maybe you can share a little bit about what you've been experiencing with the different elements that are part of your team.
Okay.
I know the wind and the thunder and the lightning are part of my team, and
yes.
I think, you know, the biggest part of my team is probably Rosette, and also Bodhi Tree. Bodhi Tree's been a safe haven for me when we get storms. I see myself going inside the Bodhi Tree for safety, and my team surrounds me and holds
me. So what I want you to do, Bobby, is
go ahead, Brian.
Okay, so Bobby, just go ahead and place your feet flat on the floor, and I want you to raise your hands either like this or like this, like you're receiving grace. And just allow for the energy to flow. And you're going to hear some tones coming from the drum or the frame drum, and then also from my voice. Ido kokuko tahara tekelo kutoko oresh tu makatapias. Zepo kotoko ore na ari te emuno okotelo pa papaya takias tai. Rino makote lokure kata hash kutaremini. Rine is the asare ne moku de pori ishtamanoi. Ratelas, vela pakotuku una, diala pehelish. Read ud ar id em ukutahar, it emonokus. The damba hot elepo roti hinet yapakwashtai. Rokotekos hatas yanar, it epokutu ud. The Buddha had a net. Dor ito do bokut, jando la pokatayas, din dele hede holok ut amaraya do desh dihti atanamne ekit amana at ayat urish. Retu mana.
It ut ad e du tada gita pa ye kuna na estut
La crea sature et apata amoro sotur pulre et an. Okay. So, Bobby, I want to let you know that you have a gnome energy with you. This is a very earth elemental energy. You need to understand that he is coming in from the... from your right side, but my left, okay? So your right side, he's coming in on your right side, my left, and he's a little short stature feller, but his name starts with a T, and
a T, okay.
Yeah, a P. I'm not getting anything as far as like the rest of it, but it starts with a P. But maybe Pam has something that she can give you. But definitely start connecting with this gnome, because this is a particular spirit that will help you communicate, as well as also work with the elemental energies around you.
I'm hearing Poi.
I think I'm getting...
You're getting something, too?
I'm getting Ted.
Okay.
I'm getting Ted.
All right. So you are connected as well, Bobby, and I know this about you. So just connect in after this call. Just connect in with the guidance that you know you are connected to and ask. Because your intention is everything. So when you are have your intention for knowing, that's where you really get hooked in with that, and you will be given exactly what you need when you need it. So I want to make sure, Bobby, that you know about Brian's gift that he is giving. Brian, can you tell Bobby a little bit about what you're going to be sending him?
I'm actually going to be sending you an activation that will help and guide you through the next 6 months, as well as also help you begin to start downloading and uploading your light codes basically on your own, so you can kind of call them in, because I believe as if everybody is entitled to this ability to do so.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Cool.
So Bobby, you gave your contact information to our producer, Edveen?
Yes, I did.
Wonderful. Perfect. So we'll get that gift to you. We'll get that sent out to you. And thank you very much for calling. And keep in mind that our services...
Thank you, Brian.
And I are available for services anytime. You just need to schedule that with one of us. And we're going to take another break here. But if you want to call in, anybody... the number is 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the Divine Divas some more.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence,
values and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, and I have my special guest, Brian Rawls, with me. I'm so glad you're here, honey. I call him honey just because we've known each other for so long, and he is my sweet, sweet friend and my mentor, and I'm so thrilled and honored that you're here, Brian. So tell us about your knowledge of these beautiful divine divas that you have been connecting with for the last, 10 years, 5 years, whatever years, and
years.
Who are they, and what messages do they have for us now, as well as whatever you're getting about them in the future?
So these beings are, they are feminine energies, and each of them has had an animalistic type of energy to them. Sahara was a lioness. Nasir was a panther energy. And Polaris had a very Sekhmet type energy. And then it started getting very humanized because there's energy that is getting ready to change for us in a very drastic way, to where not only are the folks that were not awake are going to be waking up, but we are all going to be shifting into that that third helix of our DNA. Because we only have two helixes that are in power at the moment, but we are also getting ready to start activating that third helix to our DNA. And that third helix allows for it to be a super DNA helix, which basically brings in and turns on more codons and more memories and more energies of our soul's existence. Our soul has originated in many different galaxies, many different stars, many different planets, many different solar systems, okay? Even also on many different planets. So we haven't just originated from this planet, but we've also originated from other planets that allows for us to really be open to experience and really finding out what we need to awaken into our most powerful self, more like. So basically with that, what they are showing me here is that they are keepers of light frequency. And as they are keepers of light frequency, they are downloading us with photons. And these particular photons, as they turn on, what happens is they will activate more of us at more of like a face value for what we are, what we know our spirit's worth. You understand what I'm saying? There's many belief systems and values that are currently being cleared from us so that we can start walking in our truth and being who we really are, because we are multidimensional beings. We are not beings bound by 3D, all right? Because you understand that the 3D is a matrix. 3D is a matrix that is bound by laws, by universal laws. And when we take in the power and take in the energy of the divine divas, what happens is we are not bound by those laws, because we are in creator's energy, creator source energy, the seventh plane of existence. That seventh plane of existence allows for us not to be bound by those laws, not to be bound by the law of time, not to be bound by the law of the law of cause and effect, not being bound by the law of truth or the law of divine oneness. All right, so we are not bound by these particular laws, so we are able to flourish more for what we are as a spirit and what we are as a human. Okay, because 90% of the human population, I almost guarantee you that 90% of them are hybrids. Okay, and that is and that's truth right there.
Now, can you explain what you mean by hybrid for those that don't understand that?
Hybrid is hybridized beings are beings with that are actually carrying extraterrestrial blood in their blood lines, okay, in their veins. They are actually carrying this in their veins, okay? So I'm one of them. I'm actually a hybrid being. Pam is a hybrid. David is actually a hybrid, by two specific beings, and Pam is actually a hybrid by four specific origination. So that right there, what I mean by is they can be Sirian, they can be Pleiades, they can be Orion, they can be Lyran, they can be Cassiopeian, they can be Pluxian, they can be Procyon. I mean, the origins are endless, and that seven of them that I just spoke there, that's just skimming the surface.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there are tons and tons and tons of stars out there that we have originated from that has more capabilities than what the natural human here on planet Earth has. Okay. So reach out, connect to the stars. Don't limit yourself by these dumb laws that we have here in the 3D, because we as humans, we as the gritters of humanity, we open up to ways of creative expression as a hybrid.
Yep. So maybe what I'm getting that would be helpful, because some of these terms may be new to some of the listeners, my understanding of what's coming in now is that many of us are holding a lot of karma that we came in with. So maybe it would be helpful to do a little bit of releasing right now,
okay,
to release some of that so that people can be more open and willing to receive the codes that are coming in for us to assist ourselves in at the moment. How does that sound?
Yes, that sounds fab.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Cool. So we're just going to tag team again this light language for you folks, and know that whatever we're channeling in for you is to help you release anything that no longer serves you at the moment, okay? And this is not a one-time process. This is something that can happen multiple times over and over again in order for you to really be receptive to what is new for you. So Brian and I are going to do that for you now, and know that both of us, for the services that we provide, can assist you in this process on a regular basis. And you can just schedule with us for that after this show. But for now, just go ahead and allow yourselves to receive the energies that are being ready to be released. And we're going to connect in with your soul, any of you who are listening now, and know that those things that are being channeled are going to release out anything that you no longer need right now.
Deleta koto kushana kala kriyana astatere mele kyotur etekmanaya shati. Verboror in makot atarapaya de eshitermanaya shati. Take a deep breath in. Connect with the life force. Asa the prakutara shkutara prano ote obatiki. Budokata prakata yish kutarapati. Vedibula kuta hura ana atok.
So in the middle of your body, connected to your spine, is what we call the pillar of light, or also called the divine column in the spine. Your central nervous system connects in with this rod of energy, or this light pillar, column of light. And I want you all now to connect in with that. It looks similar to this selenite wand that I have here. Just imagine that as light, and it's expanding in your body and expanding light all through you now. And we bring in whatever divine divas are energies are ready for you to receive right now. And Brian, you may know what that energy is that wants to come in right now that will be appropriate for us to receive in this moment.
So the divine diva that is stepping forth is actually two of them, and it is the one that is in power now and the one that is getting ready to step into power on December 21st. And that is Shayata and Anavia. Okay, these two particular beings, one is a galactic shaman, and the other one is actually, she hasn't let me know yet. So what we're going to do is we are going to bring in these two particular energies to better acquaint your energy, as well as also download and bring in their energies for you. So, I call upon Mother, Father, God, my guide, the Ascended Masters, and all the beings of light from on high. Call in Shayata Wind and Anavia. Shayata Winds and Anavia, we call upon you now. Step forth into this energy field. Step forth into this circle. Encircle all participants or all who listen to this recording or to this live show. I ask that you download into their 8-cell blueprint. That's perineum. Take deep breaths in. Ala poturi ishkotara hawa atakasi amene ele kura okuti kim mene la kotki ish. Demboa ta re inesti si kiamono ura ikapataka ash. De lo kure amena ak. De hele siotion do ma ak ayishtiki. Una akat kubarakata yetisid monokut in ishta atki. De lo ut amahana si de lo pitaka ash to munaki. Ora emakotaka sawa.
We thank these divine divas for stepping forward now, and we ask that you work with all of the beings that are ready and open and willing to receive you into their 8-cell blueprint, into their souls, into their light bodies. And we ask that to start working with all of the body system, all of the different systems within each body. Etaraki akeru naneru nanderu nane ma ma esu o o te ufutaki ade umba. And we also ask the angelic presences to really create a wonderful foundation for those that are listening for their next steps into their future selves from this day forward. And so it is.
We're
going to take another break. It's the last one that we're going to take. And then we're going to just wind it up and bring it down to a place of quiet. And think about, Brian, how you'd like to assist those with a very quick, you know, just maybe couple step process when we come back of aligning people to who they are and what their life is about from here forward. So we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I am here with my dear friend and mentor, Brian Rawls. And Brian, I want you to please share with the listeners a quick way that they can align their energies, especially when they're a little out of sorts and they just really want to do a quick 1-2 kind of thing.
Okay, so it's very easy, very simple. Remember, our bodies respond, and our bodies and soul respond to sound and language and our voice. So what you need to do is just make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, and basically you make sure that you take a deep breath in to center yourself and gather all your energy back for a moment, bring it into the heart space, connect with the life force energy of Mother Earth, and basically command, creator of all that is, it is commanded that I be taken to the seventh plane of existence. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. And then feel that energy just drift up, and you'll instantly shoot up to seventh plane, and you'll go probably past lights and stuff. A white light, a blue light, a pink light, a green light, and then the, kind of like a jelly-like substance. Those are the laws. And then you'll go straight past that jelly-like substance, and you go straight to the bright white light, almost like a rectangle looking, and you'll shoot through that that entrance, and it will be basically the seventh plane of existence. As you're in the seventh plane of existence, you're not bound by laws. You are not bound by time. You are not bound by the law of cause and effect. So enjoy your moments there. Enjoy your alignment there. Enjoy your balance there, because that's really what the seventh plane of existence is all about. That's also where instantaneous healings happen. So anything can happen while you're in the seventh plane of existence. I recommend that you ask to be in the seventh plane of existence at least twice a day, once in the morning when you wake up and once before you go to bed at night. And I always do that, and I find it very, very awakening, very expansive, and very light receiving. So I hope that helps you.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
So, yes. So those of you who work with me around spirit team, that's also a great time to connect in with your spirit team. Whatever your spirit team looks like or sounds like or you connect with that as well, because that will get you all hooked up. I do something called the Daily Hookup that I've talked a little bit about in my program, the Full Body Wellness System program. Brian, how can people contact you if they want to work with you and get services? Oh, you just froze. There you are. Oh,
there I am.
Here you are. So how can people contact you?
We're having some technical difficulties
right now. All right. So next time on the Empower Me Show, we'll get you guys Brian's information. It's on the
Hi.
Oh, there you're live again. So how can people contact you, sweetheart?
So you can all contact me at my website at www.amagicaljourney.com. That is AMAGICKALJOURNEY.com. You can also call my office at 586 586- 659-9620. You can also email me at angelicguidance13@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to assist you. Also, go to my website and sign up for updates and new email advertisements, and all new subscribers will receive a free 10-minute reading with me attached to a current reading that you have, or that you can redeem by itself. So any subscribers will get something from me too.
Awesome. I'm so happy that you've been here. What a wonderful, wonderful time. And I can't wait until you come back.
Yes. I will be more than happy to come back.
Yes. So next month on the Language of Light episode, we're going to have another special guest. Her name is Lola Singer, and she does other forms of light language. She's a singer as well as a speaker, and she does wonderful artwork with light language. So I'm excited to have her. Next week, I'm going to have my dear friend Natasha, who is, she calls herself a everyday modern witch. And she is going to bring in the first of the four elemental energies of air. She's going to bring air in. And we're going to talk about the cosmos and all kinds of great stuff. So you can contact me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com or go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com. We are so thrilled that you're here and that you shared your life with us. As always, be true to who you are and love you, love you, love you. Thank you, Brian, for being here. And we look forward to our connection next time. From me and the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.